And while we were down at Caloundra earlier today, we did meet one Golden Beach resident who's a bit worried about what's to come. Here's our chat. We've come down to Caloundra, the Lighthouse Rugby Club, which is one of the sandbag locations that you can go to. The SES are putting on. However, at the moment, we're sands. Hey, see what I did there? We're waiting on a delivery from Brisbane, which is going to be happening throughout the week, I believe. But we're with Maxine, who is a Golden Beach resident. She's beachfront, and you're not feeling great about the impending cyclone, are you, Maxine?
No, very, very scared. It's erratic. Our house is low set. It's a really strange feeling, very surreal, very eerie, and just not knowing what to expect and to need sandbags and to come here and hear that it's coming from Brisbane is a little bit wild.
It's such a beautiful part of the world normally, and it's weird to kind of plan when it's not like that. How did you spend your weekend?
Packing everything up, locking down as much as we can, constantly doing videos and stuff for my family who were hours away and interstate, and just trying to settle their nerves as well as my own, which is a bit impossible at the moment. And then to hear it change so much in 24 hours. So yesterday when the news came in that it was possibly going to hit land, that blows my mind.
How long have you lived in Golden Beach for?
Oof, 8-9 years.
And you've never seen anything like this before?
No.
And you were saying before it's got a lot to do with, which we have touched on, the Bribie Island breakthrough. Can you tell us more about that?
So typically it would be very still water there, even with the breakthrough. And when Bribie was solid, we were a lot more sheltered. But because the breakthrough's happened and now it's massive, we've got white cap waves and, you know, the water's literally at the beach entry. There is no beach. The rock groin's under. The sandbags are under. It's insane. Yeah. It is insane, yeah.
There was a moment before where we were all waiting for the sand to arrive here. There's heaps of people waiting, shovels ready, some with bags, some hoping that the delivery comes with bags. And you piped up saying, you know, is anybody else waterfront here? And nobody else really put their hand up. And you kind of are the waterfront one. You're going to be taking the brunt of it, I guess. Yeah. And everybody said, how many do you need? And you said, I'm only after 14 bags. Other people need it more.
Yeah.
That's kind of the sunny coast coming together. I'm going to talk on behalf of you, Maxine.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where everybody kind of looked at you and went, oh, she needs it the most. And then you went, no, I'm just going to take what I need and let everybody else kind of take what they need as well. I just thought that was a really nice moment that kind of needed to be shared. But
Thank you. That seems
to be the sort of sentiment across the board.
Yeah. And I work in aged care. I've been in aged care for 19 years, and Golden Beach is predominantly a retiree community. So my mind and my heart goes to those who can't come out and get them as well. And hopefully, you know, if I only take what I need, then I've left some for somebody else to come along and hopefully help.
Yeah.
And that is a great reminder as well. If you do know elderly people who may not be able to, you know, help themselves in this time, please, you know, reach out and get in touch and see if they need any help. Neighbours, friends, family, whatever. Maxine, thank you so much for giving us some time, and all the best for this week. We really hope that your house is okay.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for putting the word out.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.